This podcast is brought to you by Audible.com, the internet's leading provider of spoken word entertainment. Get a free audiobook download of your choice when you sign up today. Log on to audiblepodcast.com/lost for details. From Raleigh, North Carolina, it's the Lost Podcast with Jay and Jack. A podcast dedicated to the show Lost on ABC. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. Hello and welcome to the Lost Podcast with Jay and Jack. My name is Jay.
And I'm Jack.
And welcome to the Thursday edition of
the Lost Podcast.
How are you, Jack?
I'm fine.
Yeah?
Yes.
It was your birthday yesterday. Happy birthday.
Yes, and I'd like to thank everyone for all the birthday wishes. Thank you.
So what'd you do?
I went out to dinner.
What's with the, like, Alec Baldwin serious voice?
I'm trying to be more serious. Maybe I can win an Emmy.
Yeah, but your voice is too low now, so nobody's going to be really able to hear you.
That's better. That's better for everyone. That's better for everyone. I don't know. I'm just goofing around. I'm in a goofy, kind of crazy, wacky mood. I don't know. Just kind of out there.
Okay. All right.
I'm going back. I'm like, what's that Brad Pitt movie?
Oh, Benjamin Button?
I'm going backwards.
Oh, so you're aging backwards now?
Yeah, I'm aging backwards.
So you reached the middle.
I got to 46, and I said, you know what? I don't want to be 47. I want to be 45. So I'm technically 45 today.
Uh-huh. All right.
And when I was 45, I was crazy.
You were crazy there.
Yeah.
Erie Penn.
Erie PA.
I was at Erie PA.
Yeah.
Well, you know, we got the first title of the episode, first episode of season 6.
Yes, and we're not going to tell you right now because it's a spoiler.
It is a spoiler.
And I've been trying to think about it, and it's been just...
So we're going to have a little bit of a discussion on right. that today.
Tad.
Also have a little bit of Lost news and some listener feedback.
Right.
But that is our episode for today. Remember, if you don't want to listen to any of the spoiler stuff, skip the middle section. That's going to be the talking about the episode title for season 6, because it brings a lot of questions.
And the episode title is They All Died. I'm kidding.
Oh, man. But it's they, not they're all dead.
Yes.
They all dead.
They all dead. The bald-headed guy's dead. Not me.
Oh,
well, maybe
man.
Maybe I am.
Anywho. So that is that, Jack. What are you saving into the last news?
Do it, officer.
All right, here we go.
Movie picks.
Last movie picks. News.
Movie picks.
Last news.
Movie picks.
All right. Just a couple of little things here. I got these from lostmedia.com. Last-media. But Lost was featured on the top 10 ensemble cast TV shows readers pick on EW.com.
Really?
Yes.
Was it number one?
It was number 10.
Number 10? All right. You got MASH had to be in there.
I don't know. You have to look. You have to check out the rest of the list on
EW.com. You're not going
to
give the list?
I'm going to say where Lost was. You want to hear what the rest of the list was?
Well, I think we all want to know now. It's like, okay, what is ahead of Lost? The Love Boat?
All right, well, hold on. Keep talking.
Well, okay. MASH has to be on there. Mm-hmm. Dallas? Dallas would have
okay,
to be on there.
Okay, you need
there.
To get out of the 80s because it's over. Hawaii, I mean, I was born there.
Hawaii 5-0 because not only the best cast, but best theme song of all time. All
right, number 10 is Lost.
Right.
How about Lost? Its cast is made up of veteran actors and rookie actors alike. They are all talented. They can all have a long career in Hollywood. Sure, several actors and their characters stand out, such as Michael Emerson, Terry O'Quinn, Henry and Cusack, Elizabeth Mitchell, Joss Holloway, Yunjin Kim, Matthew Fox, Jorge Garcia, and Naveen Andrews. But overall, the diversity and collective and individual talent of Lost... cast makes it a great ensemble.
All right, now I'm upset that they're number 10. I think it should be higher, but I'll wait and see what the other 9 are.
All right, let's see who's next here.
Number 9.
21
shows we desperately
want to see on the next gallery. Sorry. Oh boy.
What shows do we want to see on DVD?
I don't know.
Come on, kid, hurry up.
How do you go? It says next. Oh, maybe this is number 1. 10 best.
Was Lost number 1?
I guess so, if it's the last photo. Or maybe it's like they don't rank them.
What? We don't get to...
Well, that was The Shield, West Wing.
West Wing. No, West Wing was great.
Hill Street
Blues. Oh, yeah, Hill Street Blues, yeah.
Let's see here. Veronica Mars, which is a great show. The first season was great. I never watched it after the first season, but
I've never seen it. I've heard good things about it.
Friday Night Lights.
Oh, outstanding.
Sports Night.
You know, I watched that, but I don't remember it.
Guess it wasn't that good, then.
Well, everyone says it was great. I just don't remember. I remember watching it, but I just don't.
Battlestar Galactica.
Yeah, I've been can I bring this up?
Okay.
I've just started watching it.
Uh-huh.
Jay's watched it all, right?
No, I have 8 episodes left of the entire thing.
Okay. I'm trying to remain as spoiler-free as I probably figured out the whole show anyway.
I guarantee you probably have.
I've been telling Jay as I go along, well, this is that and this and that. But I don't want to know.
Uh-huh.
So stop sending me your emails telling me what's going on.
But I guarantee you, I don't care what you can think right now, you're not going to be able to.
Am I right about what I was talking about yesterday?
I don't remember what you were talking about. Well, just say your theory right now. It's your theory.
I don't want to spoil anyone that's...
It's a theory.
Okay, that Starbuck and Colonel Tig... Is it Tig?
Ty.
Ty. Our father and daughter.
Just wait.
Also,
once it gets to the end of the show, you're going to be like, oh, well...
The chief is also the chief that with Boomer, he's a Cylon.
Chief's a Cylon?
He's so Cylon, it's crazy.
Why do you think he's a Cylon?
Because he's a Cylon. I don't trust him. He's got that Cylon look to him.
Uh-huh.
His eyes just kind of go back and forth. But they're not red back and forth. They just kind of go back and forth. Your name is Boomer.
People hate it when we talk about Battlestar Galactica so much. So we'll move on.
I hate it.
Let's see here. Arrested Development. Great show.
Yeah, great show.
You never really got caught on to that one.
I know, but I've watched it. Every time I watch it, I laugh, but...
And Mad Men, which is supposed to be great, but I haven't watched that.
No, I haven't watched it either. So that's the top 10?
The top 10.
Now, which is the top one?
I think they're saying Mad Men's the top one.
Oh, and Lost is 10?
I guess. Like, they don't, like, it's not
there's ranked. There's five people there in Mad Men.
Uh-huh.
How hard is it to get five people that can act? Really? I mean, come on.
I don't know. Maybe you should bring it up with the EW.
Well, I think EW and I are going to have to tango. I think it's going to come down to might be a brawl.
And for those with Netflix, the world's largest online movie rental service.
Hey, thanks, guys. There goes my stock in Blockbuster.
Today announced an agreement with Disney ABC Television Group that it will make several of ABC's most popular TV series available to be streamed instantly from Netflix. In its entirety, the deal will allow Netflix members to instantly watch the first 5 seasons of the hit ABC franchise Lost.
Really?
Seasons 4 and 5.
So I can watch season 5 now?
Yeah.
Do I get the bloopers?
No, probably not.
Then it's
a DVD
thing. Then I'll wait.
It's why you buy the DVDs.
Just for the bloopers.
Yeah. Seasons 4 and 5 of the pop culture phenomenon, Desperate Housewives. Season 5 of the critically acclaimed Grey's Anatomy.
Grey's Anatomy!
And seasons 1 and 2 of the syndicated epic action-adventure fantasy series Legend of the Seeker from ABC Studios.
Many Legend episodes, of the Seeker.
Including the first 4 seasons of Lost, will be available from Netflix beginning August 1st. The remainder will be available in subsequent months, beginning in September.
And also the first 4 seasons of the Jay and Jack Lost podcast will be available on Netflix.
Yes, indeedy.
Yeah.
All right. So that's just a little bit of news. What do you say we get to the main attraction here? Let's talk about the first episode title.
That's all the news there is? That's all the news there is?
It's kind of, we're in the like doldrums of summer here. There's not a lot to talk about right now.
True.
So what do you say we get into we have something to talk about. Okay. A little bit of juiciness.
And this is spoilerish.
Yes. So we'll get into that right now.
I had no choice because someone tweeted it to me. Can you retweet this?
Oh man! But anyway,
no, I wouldn't have kept. I would have looked anyway. I would have peeked.
It's not crazy. It's just all we know.
No, I think it's crazy spoilerish. I think if you want to avoid spoilers, well, I don't know where they're going with this title.
Well, yeah, it's the title of the episode. That's all you're gonna know. All right, so.
Well, you want me to tell you right now?
No, we're gonna get into the section, so then they can skip if they want to.
Follow the Log Carrying Guy is the name of the title.
All right, so here we go into the first title of season 6. Unveiling.
Right.
Here we go. All right, so
it's a season 6 title.
All right. Drum roll, please. It is titled LA Space X. Now, there's been a lot of debates about what this means because it's not the airport is commonly titled LAX, just three letters, which stand for Los Angeles International Airport, correct?
Right. I guess.
And like when you drive up to LAX, it has the big LAX there, the white letters.
What's the X for?
International.
That's the international symbol for international?
I guess. Like, that's what I always assumed the X was for, if for international.
I just thought X marked the spot. This is where this is where the airport is around all the highway traffic and the smog. If you're flying over, there's a big X there so you can actually see, so the plane can land safely.
What's cool about those, when you're driving up, they have like this circle thing, like the kind of where you get off on the on-ramp or whatever.
Right.
And these big towers, and they change colors and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Which is supposed to make up for all the smog and grossness that is L.A.
I still think that's the funniest thing when they film in Hawaii and try to say, well, this is L.A. No.
No, so you can see the sky, and you can see that the sky is
what
blue.
Are those white puffy things in the background? What are they? It's an alien.
Yeah, L.A. doesn't have those.
No.
So
they're like gray puffy things.
We're going to get into some of what the listeners thought. What are your thoughts on what L.A. SpaceX
means? Well, my first thought was that X, and some people have tweeted this, that X marks the spot.
We're going to put some tweet back in
that
this
X marks the spot. L.A. is X marks the spot. And I said, no, I go, then I'm thinking, okay, it's just a game they're playing with. They're messing with our heads. Because I think we talked about it yesterday. I go, why would you give out the titles? Why would you have that title? If that's where they're, if that's what's going to happen, they land in L.A.
Yes.
Why would you tell? Why would that be the title? Mm-hmm. Unless you're trying to soften the blow, saying, okay, we're going to L.A., whether you like it or not. That's what's going to happen. I said, wait, what, maybe they're just trying to trick us.
Uh-huh.
Maybe they want us to think that. And there's going to be LAX be like, what's the egg one? Eggtown.
Yeah.
The Eggtown didn't make sense, you know.
Or Jughead.
Jughead. I said, maybe they're doing something like that. I said, well, maybe the plane lands in L.A.
Mm-hmm.
And there are some other rumors out there. So maybe should I go ahead? I can go ahead and say this since it's spoilers.
Well, is it a rumor or is it true?
Well, it's true.
Well, I don't want to hear it because I'm trying to stay spoiler free.
You know some of it.
If it's something that hasn't, I don't want to know something if you know something.
All right, how do I rephrase this? Okay. All right, close your ears if you don't want to hear this.
I don't. Hold on.
Close your ears if you don't want to hear this.
My ears?
Yeah, take just close your ears for a second. If you don't want to hear this, skip ahead 5 seconds. That the people who died on the island are the ones that land in the plane. They land with the other passengers, and everybody else who, all the main characters, flash before the plane like they did in JR 316. They go on the island and they merge together with the people that were in separate times. So the only ones that are landing in L.A. are the people who died, like Charlie, Shannon, Boone, and so on. All right, you can come back to the show.
I can come back?
Yeah.
Okay. So what'd you say?
No, I can't tell you now. But that's what I think might happen.
Uh-huh.
So, anyway.
All right. Okay. So, for me, I think it's either it's something to divert our attention, because, first off, A, it's not LAX like its normal way it's set.
No.
And I think whatever's important is in the space in between LA and then X, in my opinion. People are focusing on the X or the LA. I think something about that space.
Now, I said yesterday, I said, because you said, well, they have to have a working title. I go, episode 1 of season 6. That's all. If you really, truly didn't want to be spoiled, and if you didn't want the spoiler out there, just go, episode 1 of season 6. The actors don't need to know the title.
Maybe they do, though.
Why?
Because, you know, there's those episode titles that are like a James Bond movie where they have to say the title. So no. then they got to know, like, the significance of the title. So they
punch
it home.
All right, so it's LAX. What am I looking for here? Am I going to be drinking on the plane?
That's what I'm saying.
What does it do? I don't understand what I'm
saying. The actors need all the tools that they can get.
I think this is the top 10 ensemble cast of all time.
Mm-hmm.
I think they can do the job without knowing the title. It's not like it's The Love Boat.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
All right, now I'm going to take some heat because someone that was on The Love Boat. I used to watch The Love Boat. Okay, just throwing it out there.
I'm just saying that I think they released it. This is not fake. I think they're releasing it. I like your idea that they're releasing it now to try and soften the blow because they probably are going to show up at LAX. But the thing is, though, is that it's not going to be the same. If you listen to our Lost panel from Comic-Con and then actually saw the video from the actual Lost panel, they were kind of setting that up there. They showed the in memoriam. They kind of talked about all the people that died. They also had, at the beginning, the Lost ad there, saying, you know, the kind of the first right. preview kind of poster or whatever, had all of the cast
okay,
was there.
If they're going to be filming in L.A., uh-huh. why not just move the whole thing to L.A.?
But are they going to be filming in L.A.? Because they always substitute something for in Hawaii anyway.
But if they land LA. In, say the island story's dead. Say the island,
the island story isn't dead. I do not think it's dead at all. It can't be. You can't go away from the island. It needs to be on the island. It needs to end on the island. But something's definitely going.
Well, how are they going to all get? Come on, you're not going to be able to get every hole. We got to go back again.
Yeah, I agree.
I mean, how are you going to get all those people to go back?
That's what I mean. Okay, I'm not.
You've already gone back once. You're on the island. You're on the island. Gone back.
Yes.
You can tell me you're going to go back again. Now, if Kate lands, she's going to jail.
Uh huh.
She's going to jail, Karen.
Well, the two videos that they showed at the Lost panel, the one with a Hurley commercial with him,
Mr. Klux, and he's happy. The lottery is the best thing that ever happened.
Exactly, it's kind of like opposite world,
right?
And with Kate, it wasn't that she was killing her father; it was killing.
She killed his assistant.
Yeah,
because the dad went off his normal routine.
Exactly. So,
jerk.
It's like an alternate reality,
right?
So it's not going to be like the past five seasons didn't matter. They're going to be entering into an alternate reality. Whatever happened pushed them into an alternate reality.
Now, are people going to accept? Now, okay, what if Kate is in jail?
Uh-huh.
How is she going to get back to the island?
See, I don't know.
How does Kate get back to the island? How does Jack get back from... Jack goes, I'm going to go back again?
Uh-huh.
Ben's going to go back again. Locke is dead, but now Locke isn't dead again.
But see, here's the key.
And then Locke turns his back on Ben because Ben goes, I got to kill this guy again.
Uh-huh. Well, for me, I think the key is that if we look back to Esau and Jacob and saying once he finds his loophole, I think that is the loophole in that he's created an alternate reality.
Okay, true. But okay, now Jacob, last we saw of Jacob, he was burning. He was stabbed.
He was being thrown into the fire.
Thrown into the fire. Okay, we still have Esau, but he's not going to be called Esau.
He's going to be called Locke, probably.
He's going to be called DW. We'll call him DWG, Locke, whatever he is. Okay, what are you going to do with his character?
He's not going to be called DWG because that's one of your stupid little...
I think he will be called DWG. I think it's been confirmed.
Uh-huh.
I just want to spoil you. But so we have that new character. He's not going anywhere. Right? So if they're in L.A., does he go to L.A. with them? Or is he waiting on the island to come back? Oh, they're back again? Because he doesn't want them. He doesn't want those guys on the island.
From their conversation at the beginning.
Right, he doesn't want them on the island. So we also have Richard. Does Richard go back to the island? Does Richard go on back onto the Black Rock? Because we're assuming he's on the Black Rock.
Well, that doesn't really disrupt their time because whatever they did happen in 19...
But we know Richard... we know he's coming back.
Uh-huh.
So he's going to be part of the factor. So...
But see, that's in the 70s.
When we only
the bomb.
Have 18 hours.
Richard Upper was already there for years before that, so I don't think his timeline's going to be affected that much.
But who will come back to the island again?
I don't know. Well, if it's an alternate reality, but in the end, everything kind of equals the same.
All right, next question.
Will all those people die anyway? Just like Miss Hawking was talking to Desmond about when he flashed away from the island.
But not if they changed the course of history. If you change what happened...
You can change what happened, but in the end,
someone will die.
You can kind of deviate from the path, but in the end, what was going to happen is going to happen,
right?
Which is what Miss Hawking talked about with
so
Desmond.
So basically, they probably were all
flashes before
that
your
plane
eyes.
Was 35,000 feet in the air, which was always a sticking point with me.
Mm-hmm.
And some of them survived. None of them should have survived.
The explanation for that was the magnetic properties of the island.
Okay, they all should. We saw how in another 48 days, and when that plane hit the water, that plane was coming down fast.
Yeah,
nothing was holding that plane up. I mean, it wasn't being cushioned. There wasn't a something.
It's really soft water.
Maybe
I think we're thinking maybe, of maybe, that L.A. hard water. But
Bernard was up in the tree with the dead guy, so maybe it was a soft tree. Maybe the bamboo that Jack fell into cushioned his fall. Let's face it; they all should have died.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone should have died. So maybe they were all
Very
supposed
pessimist
to die.
Of you.
No, I'm just saying they should have all died.
Uh-huh.
So if they were all supposed to, like Miss Hawking said, if you're supposed to die, and that's, you're not going
to
change.
But see, they weren't supposed to die, and that's where they lived.
Then why did some die?
Because that was their time to die, not when the plane crashed.
So they're all supposed to like get hit by a car on the same day, all those people on the plane?
If they didn't get on the... In kind of the spooky, like real world thing, because of the, remember the French air flight,
right,
went down, and that one lady missed it, and then a week later she died in a car crash,
right.
So it's like one of those course correcting things, you know. Maybe she was meant to die, which is spooky in a way, and sad at the same time.
Yeah.
So I mean, it could have been the same way for the lost people if they're getting off the island, I mean, or they didn't even go on the island, the plane landed safely. Eventually, even though things are different, it's an alternate reality, the ends, you know, will be the same.
Well, this is why this show is so good. Final season, and we have no idea what direction. They could go in so many different...
Yeah.
Like emails, I go, I don't know. They can go in so many different directions. There's so many different things they can do.
Yeah.
It's really crazy.
Yeah, and it's just... To me, I think they're just... Either it could be exactly what it's saying... Or completely different from what it's saying.
This is just how I want it to happen. The plane, if it goes to LA, fine. But every the main characters flash, and they go with where Richard, Ben, Deadlock are, and Son, and all those.
You
people.
You like bringing that home, don't you?
Just keep pointing out that Deadlock is there.
Well, we brought up a discussion on ublog.org, our community blogging site, and. About the title, and we had a couple good things. I want to talk about what Chris in Boston said. So here's my two cents. Don't even know if this relates to the post, but whatever, you're already reading this. the plan worked. The plane lands. Everything's all honky-dory for our lossies. Oceanic has a clean flight record. Hurley opens up the Outback version of Mr. Klux. Kate's gets pinched for yet another crime. And those are from the things they showed at Comic-Con. And these folks have no knowledge of the island. However, I think the losties on the island will still be alive and kicking in some alternate reality.
So there'll be two of them.
Yeah, there'll be two realities at the same time.
So I kind of like that.
Uh-huh.
But then I'm kind of like, well, I don't know. I don't like the two. So they land in.
There'll be like a reality where. So the plane lands.
So
and they
there's
crash.
A happy Hurley who's happy with the lottery, and a sad Hurley who's on the island. He feels he has bad luck.
Yeah. So like there would be two separate realities, and one reality continues the path from where we have been for the past six seasons, and then now there's this new like split reality that isn't the same and it's kind of going on a new direction.
Now, if they die on the island, do they die in L.A.?
Huh?
If they die on the say Hurley's alive as of now Hurley's alive. And he somehow dies on the island. Does he die in L.A.?
And this is where, you know...
That's what I'm asking you.
Okay, but then could the goal of season six to be align the two realities together to bring our lost doppelgangers into symbiosis? Trippy stuff, but that might have a writer's way to bring back some of our old favorites. Who knows? I'm not even sure I agree with me. But I like that idea in that there's two separate realities, and then when the two come together again is like the end of the show, and it ties everything up.
Now, does Jack, when he realizes that he's still on the island, but he's in L.A., does he know he's in L.A.?
No, because it's like a separate reality of himself.
So he did change it, but he didn't change it...
For himself.
For himself.
He changed it for this alternate reality now.
Now, he's...
And see, now there's two different realities and two different Jacks.
Now, are we gonna,
two different...
Are we going to see two different Jacks? Because people can't find the island, so if people are off... If Jack's... He lands in L.A. not knowing what happened to him...
But see, and then what could, like, kind of what he's talking about, and it, the two realities eventually, the alternate one, even though it was deviated, it would come back to where it was supposed to be. And the two realities merge together again and become one
and
whole.
And that's how
continuity.
Lost ends?
Maybe. I don't know. It's interesting.
I could see that working.
Uh huh.
But I don't want to see what's going on in LA and what's going on in the island with two different characters.
Mm hmm. And then kind of almost a reply to that from Miship or Miss Chop. Prods say that, I think it's producers, said that they're going to tell a story differently in season six. I'm guessing we're going to see two stories told. One, it worked. Plane lands in LAX and everyone lives their lives. Two, it didn't work. We see this Jacob-Esau war. I think in scenario two, all the bomb does is just jumps those Lossies from the 70s back to present day so that they can participate in this war. But since those actors should be present in scenario one scenes, they could very well just say it didn't work and we all died, like Alpert said.
Right.
I used to think that they would establish which timeline was the real timeline, but after seeing an interview with Damon Carlton regarding a 2010 Comic-Con appearance, I think by the end of the series they will not reveal which timeline is the real versus the alternate. That would be left for fan interpretation. And from what they were talking at the 2009 Comic-Con, is they're just going to go away. They're not going to answer every single question.
No.
And they're going to leave a lot to us to interpret what really happened and what it means.
Which will mean we'll never get our lives back.
And it'll always be open for debate, which is interesting, if they decide to go that route. But I like this one. It's kind of different than Chris and Boston's in that it's two different realities. Eventually they come back together. This one is there's just two different kind of stories that they're going to tell. One story is what happens if they didn't crash, etc. And another story is them continuing where they were
It's kind of like we always said, well, why would Kate want to go back? Kate would go to jail. Mm-hmm. Kate wouldn't want to go back because she would she'd end up in prison. So maybe she ends up in prison. You know, in the alternate reality, she's in, on her island time. She's still on, like, I like Chris in Boston. I like his, that they're going to, I think the plane will land. Now, I kind of like it. The plane will land in L.A. Uh-huh. Those people will get off the plane. They'll go on with their lives. Claire will give the baby up for adoption like she was. But maybe that's the problem. Maybe that's what brings all around. Maybe that's what causes the problem back on the island because mm-hmm. she gives the baby up for adoption, which she wasn't supposed to
which
do.
Which she wasn't supposed to do, yeah.
And that's the, because we never got an answer on that one.
Nope, we didn't.
So that's a big question out there that they can't leave us hanging. So Claire gives the baby up for adoption, and that sets off whatever is going on in the Lost World.
Precisely. And I want to get into some tweet back from this subject. First up is Martha Lizeth. Martha Lizeth. Don't like the new title. Fearing 8/15 did land and all five seasons didn't happen. Hate it if that will happen. Me personally, I don't think that's going to happen. I don't think they're going to erase everything that's happened before because, like Martha said, that would be kind of ridiculous.
Well, Jorge asked that question at Comic-Con, so I don't think they would. He would ask that.
Yeah.
If it wasn't already, they were already thinking about it. So exactly. I don't think that's going to happen. Uh-huh. There's no way that happens.
Yeah. Shaggy Steve said, I think the X in the title stands for a crossing over point of some kind.
Ah.
Which is kind of goes back to Chris and Boston's theory, right. The two different timelines coming together, crossing, yeah. Across each other. That's kind of cool.
Think that's direct. Now you guys have sold me. I think that's the direction they're going.
S.R. Kelly Online says, will Darlton tie up the series with an answer to everything unexplained? Like the wrap up in the movie The Usual Suspects. So like what we said earlier, I don't think they're gonna explain everything.
Not. They've already said that they're not.
So no. I gotta say, but no, like which is sad.
That Claire question, the not giving up Aaron for another, that has to be answered. Don't you think?
Mm-hmm.
So maybe they're gonna, I don't know.
Well, I think they'll answer some, but some will be left unanswered. Just enough. Said L.A. element, lanthanum means to lie hidden. Latin X is a variable that's hidden, or Roman 10, 2010, title hidden till 2010.
Yeah, I saw that too. I like that.
Just enough again said L equals 12, because that's the 12th letter of the alphabet. A is the first letter of the alphabet, and X, Roman for 10. 12 plus 1 plus 10 equals 23.
Yeah, I added that up last night. When I was laying in bed, I added up. I go,
really?
Oh, that's 23.
You get a life.
I couldn't go to sleep. I was sitting there thinking about it.
Let's see.
I was trying to figure out. I go, that has to be tied into the number somehow.
Chiba Maru 2000. I think LA space X means they're Xing LA off, as in they don't get to go back. At least not yet.
That could be too.
The real Mike C. Gotta admit that the title is perfect for the alternate reality direction that I think they could be going for. What did I say before that? My tongue is like exhausted today or something. I can't talk today. Whatever. Let's talk about what the real Mike C said. Gotta admit, the title is perfect for the alternate reality direction that I think they could be going for.
I agree.
Okay. Fett said, I don't think the title is legit. It's part of a comedic ARG. I think they're just putting us on.
They could.
Because I think the title came from that Damon and Carlton and Polar Bears. Damon Carlton and PolarBear.com.
Oh, is that where it came from?
I think so.
It just seems to me, if I wanted to keep it a secret, I would just go episode one of season six.
If they wanted to, they could have.
Yeah.
There's no reason they couldn't have.
But they want us out there thinking about this. So they got the comic. They had the Comic-Con hype, and then they threw out the title to keep us going because all the new shows are going to come back, and they want us to keep. No, we want them. They want us to know that Lost is coming back.
Mm-hmm. Steve 8771. If season five was the zombie season, is season six the risky business season? Time to clean up before mom and dad get home.
Get that egg. There's a crack in my egg, Joel. Really? How did she know there was? I mean. You come home, you're flying a long flight, and the first thing you do is look at your egg.
It's very important to her.
I know it's an important egg. Joel made a great catch. Oh, spoiler alert, if you haven't seen Risky Business. Sorry. I apologize.
Oh, man.
If you go on Netflix, though, I'm sure they have it.
Uh-huh. All right, so that is that. I mean, any final closing thoughts on L.A. SpaceX?
I got to go. I could live with what Chris in Boston said and some of the others were saying. I could live with that.
Like an alternate timeline?
Yeah, I could live with that.
That'd be kind of cool. I mean, it'd be cool to see, and I think it's a valid story to see, you know, what would have happened if they would have made it.
I think they're going to lose a lot of people if they come back and they say they all land on there and they go, oh, wait, we got to go back.
Yeah, to me, that would be kind of redundant. It's it like, would be redundant.
Why would you have to go back?
You already at that point, left and came back.
Why would you have... There's no reason to go back.
At that point, yeah.
It'd be like, Jack, I'm not...
If they hadn't done it before already,
no,
then that'd be cool.
That'd be cool, but I don't...
They've already done it.
Yeah, we've already done it.
We don't need to go back there.
No.
For that story. Not that it was bad, but
I think we've
done it already.
I think the plan lands in L.A. like they're saying with
the
all
plan
of...
The plan lands
the
in L.A.?
Plane, the plane... As I said plan... The plane... Well, at least mine was... The plane lands in L.A. And that, but then they flash. The people, they're all good. They're uh-huh. They have their alternate reality thing going. They land in L.A. and then, but they flash, and Jin and Sun will be together, and all uh-huh. Everything will be peachy keen. Then they'll fight for the island.
Mm-hmm.
The island will explode, and you'll see Claire and Aaron. Somehow, Aaron gets back to the island because that question people are still mad at.
We'll see that seagull that left with the letter.
Yeah,
goes back and then carries Aaron like you know, like a stork does, and then drops it back.
I can see that. He's a goober. Stork. Juice box. Juice box, Stork.
Oh, man. All right. So, you know, I agree. I think that's a cool story. I don't think it's going to, like, completely... I don't think it's going to be as bad or whatever as people are worried about. I don't think... They're not going to do that. You know...
Look, people are already... We talked to them at Comic-Con.
They're people, stressing out.
Everyone's always already stressing out. I hope I don't hate the ending.
Yeah.
Just go with the flow.
Yep. At this point, that's all we can
do. You can't change. You can't hit a thing and Jack's plan and change the ending. You can't do it. This is TV.
This is it.
Yeah. You can't flash and do.
Oh man.
Things like
that. Well, let's get into some listener feedback. But before we're going to do that, we're going to go into a word from our sponsors.
Okay.
Today's podcast is brought to you by Audible.com, the leading provider in spoken word entertainment. Audible's over 35,000 titles to choose from to be downloaded and played back anywhere, just like Jack and I.
Yes.
Log on to audiblepodcast.com/lost to get a free audiobook download of your choice when you sign up today. Again, go to audiblepodcast.com/lost for your free audiobook.
Listener feedback.
All right, so it's listener feedback time. Got some feedback to get into. Jack, what do you say we get the calls first?
Okay. I assumed you're
going
to email.
I totally psyched you out.
You were like a title episode of Lost.
If people don't know this because they can't see this right now, but I picked up the emails like we're going to read emails.
And I picked up mine, and I go, okay, we won't read them. I'll just make a paper airplane.
All right, here we go.
Jay and Jack, David from Atlanta. Listening to a gazillion hours of podcasts on a trip back and forth from North Carolina, and I've come up with a theory that when we last saw the Losties and it faded to white, we're left with the impression that they're getting ready to time travel. The thought that crossed my mind was that we know Juliet is all messed up, and we know that Saeed is all messed up. What if they end up being Adam and Eve in the cave, since they may pop into whatever the new reality is, and, you know, they're, you know, at least they look like they're on their last legs. If they pop into a different time, they may get buried in the cave, and then, of course, they may end up then skipping yet again to the correct time. Anyway, I just wanted to throw that out there and talk to you guys later. Thanks. Bye.
Hey, Jay and Jack. It's Don in Baltimore, and I'm rewatching all of the seasons and was watching Through the Looking Glass at the end of season 3. And in that dramatic flash forward that we didn't know was a flash forward, Jack kept referring to his dad, you know, go upstairs and talk to his dad. And his dad wrote a prescription. He's out of town. What if that was a flash forward of an alternate future after Juliet blew up the bomb? So we know that Juliet blew up a bomb at the end of season 5. And if that worked, it should have essentially reset the future, which means that maybe Jack's dad never goes to Australia and goes on his bender and dies, and they all know of this previous past, and that's why Jack is on such a drunken rampage. So if that is the alternate future, and in that alternate future, Locke dies, maybe he's not really dead because that future never occurs. Does that make sense? I'm not sure it does, but just rewatching this and thought maybe that's a possibility. Okay, talk to you guys later. Bye.
Hi, Jay and Jack. This is Patrick from Chicago. I've called in numerous times with the same comment, tried tweeting. I don't know if it's not reaching you, but I just want to know your opinion on the fact that Richard Alpert said that he saw the Losties die. So I don't think there's any point in season 5 where we saw anything that Richard Alpert would consider to be the Losties dying. And he said that in the past. So, or I guess he said that in the future. So he has to see them die at some point before he says that. So either the Losties have jumped forward in time, but not to the present day where Jacob died, or they're still in the past. So there's something still that has to happen where Richard Alpert sees them die, or at least thinks he sees them die. I just wanted to know what you guys thought about that comment. I believe it was in the second to last episode. All right, bye.
Hi, Jay and Jack. This is Donna War. How are you? I'm thinking about Lost during the hiatus, like everybody, and I think that, okay, here's my crackpot theory. You'll love this one. Okay, I think, you know what I think is in the guitar case? This is what I think is in the guitar case. A guitar. That's what I think is in the guitar case. I have reason for this, because we all know that the plane crashed with Charlie, and he had his guitar in his guitar case, and it was like a recreation of the original flight, you know, why they had to get the shoes and the, you know what I'm talking about. Like, everybody was like an analog for something that happened the first time around, including the guitar. It was an analog for the guitar. That's my theory. But no, that's not my whole theory, because, well, that is my whole theory, but there's more evidence to support this in where the French people, when they wash up in their little inflatable boat, they had a violin in a violin case. See? So there's a guitar in that guitar case. That's what I think. That's my theory, and I'm sticking to it. Oh, yeah, and remember the chicks down in the underwater hatch? They said that was programmed by a musician. So there's a reason they need a musician. And there's a guitar in that guitar case. That's my theory, and I'm sticking to it, at least for now, until I'm proven wrong, which will probably be in the first episode, because they like to take all my theories and smash them to bits as soon as they possibly can. But there you go. Guitar in the guitar case. Yay. Bye.
Cheer up, Don.
Yeah.
Show some enthusiasm.
I think she's gone with, like you said, the Red Bull before the call approach.
You don't down two Red Bulls and then go, I'm going to call Jay and Jack. No, just kidding.
What do you do? I didn't call Jay
and Jack. Don, first you said everyone is you're thinking about theories like everyone else and you can't stop thinking about Lost. I'm not thinking about Lost.
Sure, mister. I couldn't go to sleep and I was thinking about
Well, because that was something different. She called before that.
Okay, all right.
So I think I got... So I think she's crazy talk. There'd be a guitar in the guitar case.
That's just ridiculous.
That's just crazy. Just because the French people had a violin in the violin case.
And Charlie had a guitar in the guitar case.
You're going to tell me, and then you're going to tell me that people had like clothing in the in their suitcases.
Yeah, that's just ridiculous.
Come on. Come on, that theory is shot.
I think that's a valid point.
I think she's right.
You know, the simplest answer is usually the answer, and that, you know, makes sense.
Yeah, we're just giving you a hard time. We're a little wacky today. We love your calls. We do. I'm just kidding. I like fighting with her on the... I think she's the one who always argues with... I think she thinks that Locke is alive or something. I don't know. And then we had Patrick. Richard Albert said he saw the Lossies die. I'm going to tell you right now, it was Jacob saying that because Richard is Jacob. And he's just playing the game.
So he's like on the present. He sees the past, present, future all at right. once.
He's just feeding... He's just playing the game.
Oh, he's just playing the game. He's just playing the game.
He's like, okay. It's like you're telling people, hey, you're like playing poker.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm bluffing.
He's bluffing. All right, that makes sense.
That's all I got.
I like Don's theory where the flash forward.
This is Don from B-More.
From B-More. Of season 3 was like a flash alternate forward where he's asking for his dad's prescription. It's because his dad's actually alive kind of thing.
The only problem I have with it, the only reason Jack was on the plane from Australia was to go get his dad.
Mm-hmm.
So he wouldn't have been on the plane if the dad hadn't died.
That just one little scene was a flash forward.
That's the only problem. I love everything about it, but I started thinking, well, the only reason, because if he changed, well, I guess if he changed what happened in 70, but why would Jack be on the plane? He'd have to be in Australia for a different reason.
Yeah, I mean, it's not...
Maybe he was in Australia to see his sister Claire. Spoiler alert, if you didn't know that. So he was...
Well, you know, I think...
There would have to be a reason why he'd be on the plane.
Yeah, I mean, there's holes in it, but it's interesting because it seemed weird when he was talking about his dad in the present tense like he was alive. That was weird.
It always
seemed off about that.
And we never really figured out why.
And
people always ask questions about that.
Yeah.
So it is confusing. So maybe that's what happened, but there have to be another reason why Jack...
Part of the alternate timeline seeping in.
Yeah, there has to be a reason why he was in Australia.
Or it could just be he was flipping out thinking he was around because he was seeing visions of him.
Right. I think it was more that either DWG or Jacob was playing head games with him.
You mean Esau and Jacob?
Yeah, DWG. He's not going to be Esau. I'm telling you that right now. He will not be Esau. That DWG... And Jacob were playing, someone was playing head games with Jacob.
Uh-huh.
That's all I got to say.
All right. Okay.
Then we had David, that Juliet and Saeed are Adam and Eve. Now, was Adam wearing a Jarma jumpsuit?
A Jarma jumpsuit?
I'm sorry, a Dharma. I could use some Red Bull. Where a Dharma jumpsuit.
Mm-hmm.
Was he wearing a Dharma jumpsuit?
Yeah, I think he was, yes.
Was he?
Uh-huh.
Then that could possibly be it.
Because person in the...
Saeed was wearing... That's what I'm asking. Not Saeed. I know Saeed was wearing a Dharma jumpsuit.
Remember the clothing degraded, so...
So they don't know.
No. But, I mean, they could have changed clothes before they died.
You know, you're going to die, and we're going to put these rocks in your pocket before you die.
I was like, I'm dying. Oh, these are really cool-looking rocks.
Yeah.
Put them in my pocket.
I want to take them with me.
But, you know, I almost agree, I think we talked about it in our last panel at Comic-Con, that it almost seems too obvious with Rose and Bernard now. It's got to be somebody else.
All right, so if an alternate reality, what happens with Rose and Bernard?
They get off the same way like everybody else is on the plane.
Then she dies.
Of cancer.
Yep. And when Locke comes off, not only is he's not dead, but he's in a wheelchair.
Yep. Let's see, let's go into some of the emails, what do you say?
And Don... We were just kidding you. We love your calls.
Proof they aren't making it up. Jay and Jack, I was looking at the official, but less important. That is very true. Lost podcast. Chris.
That's another thing. Chris from the official Lost podcast. It's been a month. Hasn't it been?
It's been like half a month.
Half a month. Oh, well, that'd be 2 weeks.
2 weeks.
All right, 2 weeks, Chris. Still waiting on that interview. We want to have you on the show. You said yes. We have it on tape.
We had the SmackDown at Comic-Con.
Yeah.
Lost podcast transcripts on lostpedo.com. And the very first Lost podcast from season 2 has the following dialogue where someone asks if they have the whole show mapped out. And they say this. Damon Lindelof. There's a big picture within the bigger picture. So it's always in service of that. So I feel obviously with the fans.
Really?
Carlton Cuse. You're not going to tell them about the time travel, are you? No, I'm not going to. In fact, I'm going to go back in time and prevent you from having said that. Laughs. Here's the link. That's a long link, but it's on Lostpedia. You can check the transcripts there.
So they have had this planned all along.
Maybe. But then they could have been just joking there. It's like, hey, that's actually a good idea. Let's write into the show now.
Like when that one guy came up and asked, hey, what about that cable that goes into the ocean? Could that be the underwater hatch? Are we going to find out about the underwater hatch?
Mm-hmm.
You think that's what they said? Maybe. And then they had Rose and Bernard working for Dharma, but then when you put the pressure on them, they said no. Then they said, oh, wait, we can't go back.
Maybe their first podcast was November 8th, 2005. Ours was like more than a month before that.
Yeah, really.
And we're not even, we don't even have our own page on Lostpedia.
We don't?
Nope.
Well, that's it. We're no longer promoting Lostpedia.
All right.
Who's that from?
This is Ian from Virginia.
Okay.
So look at the date. It was almost 4 years ago, and they already knew. I just felt like sharing.
Well, could they already tell us the answer?
Nope.
Let's just, instead of having 18 hours of Lost, let's just have a three-hour night. Just 3 hours and just end it in one swoop.
That ruins all the fun.
Yeah, okay. This one's from Jenny.
Okay.
8675309.
It's Lenny.
Oh, Lenny.
4-8-15-16-23-42.
4-8-15-16-23-42, Lenny.
You still can't do it.
I got it.
Anyways, go ahead.
All right, this is from Jenny.
Okay.
Don't know if anyone's ever mentioned this, but a thought struck me as I was heating up some soup.
This was in a Hot Pocket.
No, it wasn't a Hot Pocket. And I want to point out that she didn't say what kind of soup it was. So don't send me emails asking me what kind of soup Jenny was heating up.
Okay.
I don't know. Heating up some soup, listening to your podcast.
You got some poop?
Heating up some soup, listening to your podcast. Here. Yeah, it's been a long day. Could Christian have lured Claire away to prep her to receive Jacob's soul?
That's so creepy.
Could, well,
okay,
all it's right. Lost. Okay. Anything. Could Jacob have caught on to DWG's plan, and it does say DWG's
okay.
plan, and have Christian prepped her to become him, similar to Locke as DWG? It's obvious that he knew Locke / Ben were coming, so Claire could have been part of a master plan to survive that. Oh, and Jack, you're not a Locke hater. You're just very good at finding out his many flaws. Jenny from Hayward, California.
Well, you know, it goes to the fact that I think we talked about this with Tad Stones, creator of Darkwing Duck and many other things from right. Disney.
He's a big Lost fan.
Yes, he is. We had a good Lost discussion on, which will be on the Jay and Jack show. But I think he was saying that Jacob could have prevented his death if he wanted to.
Yes.
So he wanted that to happen, which is part of his plan.
It wasn't Jacob. I'm telling you. It's Richard.
But anyways, yeah.
He's also been to Club 33, which I've never been to. And
twice, he said.
Yeah.
Let's see. This is my email, Jay and Jack. This is titled The Black Rock. I've been thinking about The Black Rock, and there's a question I don't think anyone's asked yet. If that boat at the beginning of the season the season finale is The Black Rock, how in the heck does it get in the middle of the island? I always thought the island moved and when it reappeared, the Black Rock was traveling through where it was going, and it ended up in the middle of the island. If that makes sense. Any ideas? Aaron from Denver.
I'm going to tell you guys right now. We were talking earlier about how there'll be things we don't know.
Uh-huh.
We're never going to find out how the Black Rock ended up in the middle of the island.
And I will counter that saying we will find out how the Black
we
Rock
will not.
Ended up on
we
the island.
We will not find out how the Black
Rock. We will.
We won't.
We will.
We won't.
I guarantee you. I'm going to give the J guarantee, 100% guarantee that we will find out what happened with the Black Rock.
I guarantee you won't.
So it just matters who's all right more of the
if
time.
If we find out, then someone has to do 50 push-ups during a podcast.
Okay.
So if we don't find out all the way through season 6, You have to do 50 push-ups.
But if we do, you have to do 50 push-ups.
Right.
That goes up to the season finale.
Right. I think it's gonna be one of those questions they're gonna like. We're gonna forget all about it because half people are gonna be that ending was horrible. I hated that ending. Wasted 6 years of my life.
Be like 50 push-ups.
Yeah,
50
I'll be push-ups. Lost best show ever. But anyway, I think a lot of people forget that happened. Okay, this one says Hurley equals new Albert. Hey Jay and Jack. Okay, so I know this is kind of crazy, but I think by the end of the show, Hurley will be the new Albert. Here's a couple reasons why. Both Hurley and Albert appear to be the right-hand man for each leader. Hurley and Albert appear to be protected by the island. This is from Kelly Jo, and she did make the print, which I've asked for on the Married Man podcast. The font is really large. So thank you, Kelly Jo. So what do you think? That Hurley will be the new Albert?
I like that. I think that's interesting, and there is more to Hurley's character left, because remember, it's almost pretty sure that Hurley's voice was heard saying the numbers.
Right. Spoiler alert.
It's not a spoiler. It was in the episode.
I know. I'm kidding. And plus, as we found out at Comic-Con, as we found out talking to even Tad Stones, we talked to everyone we've talked to, only I have said it's okay if Hurley dies.
Yes.
Everyone else has said no. They'll be upset. Some people,
which is kind of sad, you know.
People at Comic-Con said no. If they'll stop if he dies, they'll stop watching the show. Now I said I don't want. You know, don't send the hate mail. I don't want him to die.
You want Hurley to die? Gosh.
I don't want Hurley to die. I want him to live forever. But.
Which, if he became Richard Alpert, that seems like it would work out.
He would work out. He would live forever. But I'm saying, as Lost, I wouldn't be shocked if he died. But most people are saying, though, Lost is, Hurley is the fans, not only fan favorite, but he is
the fans' voice.
He's us. Yeah, he's the fans'
voice. Viewer's voice.
Viewer's voice. So you can't kill him off. So no, I don't want him to die.
Oh, man.
Why do you hate Jorge Garcia?
All right. So that is the listener feedback for today. Jack, what do you say we close out the show?
I say, go ahead.
All right, here we go. All right, guys, that is our show for this Thursday.
Yay!
If you'd like to give us a call at 206-309-0311.
Call anytime!
Again, it's 206-309-0311. Call anytime with your lost questions, comments, and or theories. Also, you can give us email at lostpodcast@gmail.com. Once again, it's lostpodcast@gmail.com. Also, you can check out our website at jayandjack.com with all
important
information related to the show. And mostly importantly... Twitter.com/JNJack. Follow us on Twitter there for the latest updates on what Jack and I are doing or what's going on our websites at newdia.tv or ublog.org and our podcast itself.
And one thing I would like to point out.
Okay.
Not that I'm picky.
Okay.
A lot of people have been saying, two different things. A lot of people have been saying they saw the full Lost panel. We didn't show the commercial clips, the things they showed at Comic-Con that said we couldn't show on Newdia.
Yes.
We chose not to do that.
Yeah,
they said not, they said don't do it, so we didn't do it. I'm not faulting the other people that did.
Mm-hmm.
It's just we just chose not to do it.
Yeah, but, and you can find us on ABC.com.
Yeah, when you send your email and said, "Hey, I've been watching YouTube, the Lost panel, and I got this theory," well, that kind of hurts.
You're hurt?
I'm hurt. If you go to Newdia, it's as free as it is at YouTube. I'm just giving you a hard time.
It's at newdia.tv, and our full Lost podcast panel is up on there with Ryan and Jen from The Transmission.
Right.
And a lot of other great Comic-Con stuff.
We had Ralph as a moderator.
Chuck panels up there, Bones panel, a lot of the Lost stuff that was going on, recaps, et cetera. At newdia.tv. Also, a lot of discussion going on at ublog.org. It's Y-U-B-L-O-G.
That's where the hip kids hang out, is ublog.
You know, it's hip.
Well, I'm still debating if I should write mine because I don't want the hate mail.
Sometimes, Jack, you got to go
but
out,
I think
go
I,
out on a limb.
I think I'm going to do it. I think I'm been going back and forth. I think I'm going to do it.
And on newdia.tv, there will be a new Jay and Jack show. And, Jack, are you retiring Jack's Rants?
The Jack's Rants, we have two more that are already in the can.
Uh-huh.
That's what we say in the business. Already in the can.
Uh-huh. That's also what you usually say every single day.
Yeah, I'm in the can. So that's where I usually come up with my rants.
Okay.
Because I've got nothing else better to do. Darn, I forgot the paper.
That's so, your sanctuary. That's sanctuary. Your meditation.
It's my happy place.
Yes.
Man, we're just
now people know way more than they want to know about you.
Maybe I'll do a... No. But no, we're going to retire the rants because I want to focus more on the Jay and Jack.
Mm-hmm.
And just People have been thinking I'm just cranky.
Uh-huh.
What did Tad say? He goes, well, let's make sure we do it at a certain... I don't want Jack all cranky. I want him to be well-rested. Because
you've gotten a reputation as a cranky man.
I don't get that. Just because I speak my mind, so that means I'm cranky?
Yeah. Because you are kind of cranky.
Me and Hillary, we're both as cranky.
That was hilarious.
You know, I didn't blame her, but I said, well, you know, I go... I think it caught her off. And then it turned out it wasn't even...
The translator
made a mistake. I think he did it on purpose. Just to push her buttons. So me and Hillary were both a little cranky, but I think...
Well, if you just see her look like... her hair was kind of shoveled. I think she just had, like, a really bad day.
She was... we're both having bad hair days.
Yeah.
So...
But no, I'm just like...
I am not cranky.
Ow.
I am not cranky.
Uh-huh.
I speak my mind.
Uh-huh.
I hold my ground. For the most part. But I'm like, it's just funny. I go, and then someone else said I was cranky too. And I'm like, well, where am I getting this? I'm cranky.
That's your cranky old man.
Watch New Deal, not YouTube. Jerks. But no, I joke half the time. So I just,
oh man.
But the rants are being pushed back, and we're gonna go to the Jay and Jack show, and even our lost podcast is gonna be better next year. We kind of just threw it together last year, but everything's gonna be better.
Yes, it will be.
Now with the Matt video, that won the.
He sent us an email. He said that through channels, they asked him, and he kind of made a similar video and sent to them.
Oh, so it wasn't from New Dia?
No.
Okay. That was what I was going to ask you.
Yes. So that's about it. Oh, if you don't follow our personal Twitters, you can follow Jack. But you don't really need to because he doesn't really do anything relevant. At Crackpot Jack.
I am on there all the time.
And
sometimes
also,
it's painful.
You can follow me on Twitter at twitter.com/LukeVenk. LukeVenk.
I'm only 9,500 something tweets behind Ryan from the transmission. I told him that today. I'm catching. He averages, since I've started, I don't know how you guys found all this information. He says I've been averaging 17 tweets a day since I started. He's only been averaging 11 tweets a day. That's what I said. In 3 years, I can catch him. But then someone said, well, you need to catch him before Lost is over. I said, well, only if they extend the season 2 more seasons.
Because he's making a big event.
I don't think Ryan sleeps. I'm just throwing it out there.
Uh huh. Well, see, the thing is, though, is he sleeps like when you're not sleeping.
No. I saw him at Comic-Con.
Yes.
Neither one of us got any sleep.
Yeah.
And I'm sitting there at that EW panel going, kind of leaning up against the wall.
Uh huh.
He's running over here. He's got this equipment going over here. He's got his laptop here. He's running over here. He's got his camera. I'm like going, man. Put me to shame.
Ryan's the man.
You're half my age and you're out there sleeping. I don't worry about, but I was like going, man, I don't like being
outdone by Ryan.
No, just
this is why people think you're cranky.
No, I love Ryan and Jen. I'm just kidding.
All right, guys.
Maybe we'll see Ryan and Jen in the future.
Maybe.
And that's the only hint I'm giving you.
All right, so we'll see you guys in 2 weeks.
Hey, when are we going to do another? Because people have been asking. They want to do the Tweetcast. When are we going to do the Tweetcast?
We'll do one in September.
September. And there will be a John Locke song performed by both Jay and myself.
Yeah.
I just have to write it. It's up in my head. I've been singing it all day today. But Jay goes, you have to get more than the na-na-na-na-na-na. I go, well, I just got to get those lyrics. And then.
See, the problem with Jax when he writes a song, because you've done two, right? Two full ones?
Let's see. I did 50 Ways to Leave the Island.
And then you did... What was the
log carrying? Log carrying guy.
Yeah, log carrying guy. Jack just like writes out random lines. He doesn't like fit the rhyme and meter of the song. He'll just keep rhyming the same rhyme over and over and over again.
It's great. And then last time someone helped me. Should I tell what I'm doing too?
No. Keep that a surprise.
Well, okay.
All right. Spoiler.
Well, maybe someone can help me.
No, you're gonna do it.
I can cheat. I can cheat.
Do it. All right. We'll see you guys next time. Hasta luego and goodbye.
Bye.